presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Look, it's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, who came to Earth from the planet Krypton with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a large metropolitan newspaper. Superman as Clark Kent and Jimmy Olsen are now in the midst of another strange mystery. Going to a certain hotel to interview Sidney Rycroft, British explorer, Kent discovered the explorer was a woman, not a man. Miss Rycroft told Kent that she is being pursued by a group of fanatics because she had broken the seal of the tomb of Osiris in Egypt. Going back to his office, Kent found Editor White with a man who claimed to be the real Sidney Rycroft. Returning to the hotel with Tumbleweed Jones to check the girl's story, Kent discovered to his dismay that the girl was no longer there, and he realized at once that she had fallen into the hands of the men who sought her life. And now we join Superman as he flies across the darkened city, searching for the missing girl. Listen.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever gotten mixed up in. I certainly can't understand what happened at that theater. Ah, now there's Water Street below me. 417 ought to be just about down there. Just about where that light is shining up through a skylight. I'll drop down and have a look through that skylight. I'll land on the roof, but I better do it lightly. Now to look down through that skylight and see. Oh, I'm in luck. There's Miss Rycroft sitting at a table. She's tied up. Strange-looking man sitting across from her. Sort of oriental in appearance. He must be one of the Egyptians who's been pursuing her. My super hearing will help me in this case. All I have to do is lay my ear close to this skylight to hear every word that's being said.
My dear Miss Rycroft, believe me when I say that we intend you no harm.
So, you mean me no harm, eh? These devils of yours climb through my hotel room window, dash me over the head, and bring me here. But you mean me no harm. One of us is slightly off his base, my friend.
You do not understand, Miss Rycroft. It is merely that my friend and I wish to regain what rightfully belongs to us.
Now you look here. All I did was to break the seal of the tomb of Osiris in the face of some rather silly and fanatical opposition.
But you misunderstand. That you broke the seal of the tomb is a small matter. Indeed, a very small matter. That you entered the tomb. That the feet of an infidel trod the sacred floor of the tomb. That, too, is a small matter compared to this other.
What other? What are you talking about?
We play the game. You pretend you do not know.
I give you my word I don't know. I thought you and your oriental devils were after me because I had broken the seal of a tomb. I rather fancied when you caught me, you'd kill me. But there seems to be a bit more to it.
A great deal more, Miss Rycroft.
Very well, then, out with it. What is it? What do you want?
We want the sacred black pearl of Osiris.
What?
The English woman. She who display nerve and courage. Now she grows pale. She trembles a little.
You mean to say you believe I have the black pearl of Osiris?
Of a certainty.
Oh, but I haven't, believe me.
Well, she dissembles so charmingly. But I, did I not know the facts of the matter, I should be inclined to believe her. But I do know the facts, Miss Rycroft. And I do know that you have in your possession the sacred black pearl of Osiris.
No, that's not right. You've got it all wrong.
You have it.
Now listen to me. You think just because I broke the seal of the tomb and dared to go into it, you think I took the pearl away with me?
We know you did.
But I haven't got it, I tell you.
The expedition into the tomb of Osiris was led by two people, yourself and Sir Charteris Andrews. Sir Charteris does not have the pearl. Of that we are sure. Therefore, you must have it. Have that. Who we are sure.
Well, that explains everything.
Explains what?
That business at the theater, where the great Gambini caused me to disappear. Where I didn't remember anything until I found myself found and gagged.
I know nothing of that.
What?
Why should we go to such trouble when we could so easily carry you off as we did tonight?
Oh, I'm sure I don't know, but look here. You've got to believe me. Oh, by heavens, man, I'm no vandal. I know what the sacred black pearl means to those who worship Osiris. Why, to steal the pearl would be sacrilege.
Exactly. That is why, Miss Rykoff, my friends and I have come all the way across the world to reclaim it.
But I tell you, I didn't steal it.
I did not say you stole it. I merely say you have it.
Well, certainly if I had it, I'd know about it, wouldn't I?
You do know about it. Oh, come. Come, Miss Rykoff. We waste time. The Black Pearl of the Osiris. Where is it?
I don't know.
Oh, I have a tender heart, Miss Rykoff. Do not cause me the pain of forcing you to tell me where the pearl is.
Isn't there anything that'll convince you?
Nothing.
Well, then I guess I'm in for it. But it's only sporting to warn you, gentlemen, your efforts to make me talk will meet with failure because I simply can't tell you what you want to know.
We shall see about that. And Batik?
Yes?
You know what to do. You are sure, Miss Rykoff? You do not wish to talk?
Dear fellow, my lad, if I could talk, I would, but I can't. So, carry on.
Very well. Batik, it will be necessary to release her first. Untie the cords.
Yes, at once.
Well, that's a decided relief. My hands have rather gone off to sleep. Oh, removing the cords from my feet as well, eh? Sporting of you, to say the least.
Keep your hands away from the pocket of your coat, Miss Rykoff.
Why should I? Especially when I have a neat little automatic concealed in this inside pocket you never bothered to search.
Tommy, she has gone. Oh, I see.
Charming little toy, isn't it, gentlemen? It was given to me by Sir Charles Andrews himself just before I left Cairo. And now it looks as if it's going to come in rather...
Oh, let's go, Blaster. Quick, all of you.
Oh, devil take you all.
Finally done, Remise. You came up behind our little Spitfire and grabbed her wrist just in time. And now, then, Miss Rykoff, we have the gun. And there is nothing else you can do. You are powerless.
Well. Look at this.
Who are you? How did you get in here?
Tumbleweed. My name, Tumbleweed Jones. Have some fun. Maybe you fellas ain't got a sweet tooth.
Oh, Tumbleweed, my lad, I haven't the grubbiest notion who you are, but you've certainly come in the nick of time. But how'd you get here?
A friend of mine, Clark Kent and myself, found out you'd been sort of hog-tied and brought here.
Oh.
Kent came on here to help you after sending me on an errand. Frank's admitting, Emma, I didn't do the errand. I didn't want to miss out on the fun, so I come right along and looks like I got here for him.
Whoever you are, do not move. I have in my hand the gun that was this moment taken from Miss Rykoff. One move and I shoot.
One move, huh? Well, maybe if I make it...
Will you quit?
Oh! I didn't make it quick enough.
Oh, yes. Yes, I forgot to mention I am a good shot. I'm so sorry. I think, Effendi, you shall be safe on the floor for a little while.
Effendi, I kind of got a feeling you're right.
And now, Miss Rykoff, we proceed to make you tell us where is the sacred Black Pearl of Osiris. Batik, I think...
Sorry to crash in this way, gentlemen, but I thought it was about time I took a hand.
Suffering coyotes, it's you again.
Who are you? Where did you come from?
Who I am doesn't matter. As you can see, I came through the skylight. I think, gentlemen, that you've been in control of this situation long enough. I'm taking over.
Oh, you are. Rush him!
Stand back! Well, come on, don't hang back. Oh, you've all had enough, eh? Good. Now then, we'll just herd you all into this next room and lock you in. I'll be back to question you later.
Yeah, we'll regret it, Appendix.
We'll talk about that later. In you go, all of you. There. I think that'll hold them for a while. I gotta get this Tumbleweed lad to a hospital at once. Miss Rykoff?
Well, I still don't know who you are, but once again, I'm deeply in your debt.
Never mind that. I want you to get back to your hotel and lock yourself in until I send you word everything is all right. I don't think those gentlemen locked in the next room will bother you for a while. Will you do as I say?
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Very well, then we leave at once. Tumbleweed, can you walk?
I've got a bullet in my leg, but I reckon I ain't dead yet.
Good. Let's go.
You know?
Yes?
Oh, nothing, Andy. Well, really, you take the trumpet. Quiet.
Hello? I want to talk to Clark Kent. Oh, who's this? Jimmy? Well, Jimmy, this is Tumbleweed. Yeah, I'm a calling from a hospital. Now, don't go flying off the handle, little laughing squirrel. It ain't nothing but a leg wound. What's that? No. Don't worry about it. I'll tell you about it when I see you. Now, don't feel bad at all. Had a lot worse in my time. Well, Jimmy, I just called to tell Kent what happened to me. You tell him for me, will you? All right. Goodbye. Well, now that I've notified Kim, I guess I can turn over and get a little sleep. Funny thing about that guy crashing in through the skylight. Can't understand that, but he sure come in the nick of... Oh, that you, nurse? Nurse? Hey, it's dark in here and I can't see. Who's there? Why aren't you answering me? Who is it? Who's in here?
Yes, who is in Tumbleweed's room at the hospital? Who is the strange visitor who enters in the dark and doesn't answer when spoken to? Is Tumbleweed being involved in this baffling mystery? And will Superman get close to its solution? Be sure to hear the next episode of this weird and absorbing mystery story with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky! Look! It's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman! Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.